As has been stated several times now, the orienting procedure for looking at multivariate models is to understand the nature of the variables and their measurements. In the case of all of the variables being quantitative and therefore dealing with correlations and regressions, we have essentially two models, a static model and a dynamic model. We're first going to take into account the dynamic model, which imposes a time frame on the variables and thereby creates a dependent variable or variables that are being explained by a series of or multiple independent variables. This time frame necessarily creates the distinction between the dependent and independent variable, as time would require that the latter comes before the former. That is, independent variables are the antecedent causes of dependent variables. However, because of the time frames, it also introduces the possibility of there being intervening variables. When we introduce the concept of an intervening variable, then we are no longer looking at the direct effects through correlations of the independent variable on the dependent variable. Rather, comma, we are looking at the idea of direct and indirect effects. Therefore, it becomes important to devise a methodology whereby we can decompose the overall correlation effects into the direct effects and the sum of the indirect effects, thereby allowing us to parcel out all of the individual intervening variables and their impacts on the antecedent variable's relationship with the dependent variable. Okay, the technique that we're going to look at to do this is called path analysis, and path analysis at its simplest form is nothing more than a classification of, or one of the classifications of structural equation modeling to explore correlation regressions between independent and dependent variables. So first thing you ought to remember is that the logic of multiple relationships would argue that we would look at the overall R squareds between any given independent variable and dependent variable to the extent that those independent variables are uncorrelated or independent of each other. The capital R squared that we call the coefficient of determination, which is just the multiple correlation coefficient squared, in that case would simply be the sum of the individual small R squareds. That is, since the independent variables are not themselves related, then the effects of each independent variable is just the correlation between them squared. However, because we know that most situations do not allow that, since most independent variables have some sort of relationship between and among each other, and further that there may be intervening or variables coming between those independent and dependent variables, we have to allow for indirect effects in our analysis. Therefore, we can't just use the sum of the small r squared added up to get the capital R squared. Instead, we have to use this idea of partial correlations. Now, it turns out that if we are regressing one variable on another, and we standardize that regression coefficient, and then hold constant all the other variables in the system, what we have is a standardized partial regression coefficient. And those are called beta weights. And beta weights are the key, in fact, they are the coin of the realm, for identifying the direct effects of a independent variable on a dependent variable. Now, truth be known, a standardized partial regression coefficient, or a beta weight, is nothing more than a partial correlation. So if we look at the capital R squares in a path diagram, all we're doing is looking at the partial correlations where we hold the relationship between any one independent variable and the dependent variable. We hold it constant across all the other variables in the system, and that gives us our beta weight. So the technique we're about to describe, called path analysis, is simply the procedure for doing that. And you'll notice that there are a number of steps, but each is logical in its progression for any data analysis. And that is, first we input the data, Then we take those data and calculate a correlation matrix. You would calculate the correlation matrix by going to analyze bivariate, analyze correlate bivariate, putting all of the variables over into the right-hand side and clicking OK. What we come up with is, as we had discussed previously with correlation, what we come up with is a correlation matrix where n by n the matrix includes all of the variables and their paired correlations. Now we can look at that and see that the correlations, when you square them, could add up to 1 across all the independent variables, and that's a absolute clue that we have indirect effects, because of course you can't explain more than 100% of the variance in a dependent variable. But it may not be the case that it comes up to more than 100, and yet you still might have redundant explanation. So what we do is to then use this correlation matrix by specifying a path diagram indicating all the direct and indirect effects on a dependent variable. And then we work out the equations for that. And the way we would do that is to take each variable's arrow into the dependent variable and say and label it. And that label would be the beta weight we're trying to calculate. And what we would argue is that the correlation between any independent variable and a dependent variable is simply that direct path plus the sum of all the indirect paths. And all the indirect paths are calculated by taking all the other arrows one at a time into the dependent variable and finding out where those other arrows stop, and then multiplying that path times the correlation between where it stops and the variable we were talking about. So if we have a simple four-variable system and we're looking at the relationship between variable 1, the first independent variable, and variable 4, the dependent variable, then the path between 1 and 4 would be the direct effect, and the path coming in from 2 to 4 would be an indirect effect. So we would take that path between 2 and 4 and multiply it times the correlation between 2 and 1. And similarly, we would take the path coming in from 3 and we would multiply it times the correlation between 3 and 1. Those would constitute the two indirect effects, and together with the direct effect would be the total correlation between 1 and 4. We would do the same thing for each of the other arrows coming in from independent variables on the dependent variable, and then that would constitute the measurements, explanation measurements on the dependent variable. Anything other than that, those things explained by the exogenous or error terms, would be, of course, the residual. So the residual error coming in from outside the system into that variable, marked by E for error term or exogenous variables, is simply 1 minus the capital R squared. Once we have enumerated the equations, then it is ours to solve. Now, we could do it mechanically using simultaneous equations, but SPSS has a linear regression program that allows us to do that. So we go to analyze, regression, and then linear. And in the dependent variables, we would put our dependent variable. And in the independent variables, we would put those that have direct arrows into that endogenous variable. And then we would press OK, and it would come out with the beta weights and the R squareds for those variables. Once we've done that for the rightmost or dependent variable, then we'd go back and do it for any other endogenous variable in the system. And each time we would get the beta weights for the arrows going directly into that endogenous variable. So that would be the mechanical way of doing it through SPSS. However, we have also discovered that we can do this graphically through AMOS. And AMOS essentially involves 5 steps that we ought to be familiar with. One is that we need to, of course, have a data set that we store in a particular location. So that's step number 1. Step number 2 is we create a graph using the boxes and arrows and labels for those. And once we've created that template, then we have to store the template. Now, the rule of thumb is you want to store the template in the same location as the data set has been stored. So that's step number 2. Step number 3 is you want to link those two. You link those two by going to File and Data File, And then it brings up a dialog box where you click on file, and it takes you to a search routine. You go and find the file, click on it, and then click OK. That therefore links the file to the template, and from then on, when you run the template, you can be assured it's going to get that data file. The fourth thing you then have to do is prepare for the calculations. Not only do you have to pair the data file with the template, but you also have to recognize that the output, so you want to view the output portion of this, and once you get there, you want to make sure that the three boxes on the left and the one on the right, which indicates calculate direct and indirect effects, is in fact checked. You also want to make sure that your error terms are labeled. You also want to make sure that you have standardized clicked on the graphic box. And once you've done that, then you go up to calculate estimates. It will light up the second rectangle at the top of that graphic box. And when you click it, it will place those beta weights on the graph. So those are the five things that we need to do in using AMOS to do the same thing. Now, once you've gotten this output, what you want to make sure is that you compare the beta weights with the correlation. To the extent the beta weight is closer to this in magnitude to the correlation, that means that proportionally there's that much more being explained by direct effects. To the extent it's less, approaching zero, and in fact we found out can go negative, then it's de facto evidence that the direct effects are less and less, perhaps even zero, when you control for the other variables. So the final thing we would do in this is to put the beta weights back into a formula, see how well it reproduces the correlation matrix. If it does, then if that difference between what we have calculated as beta weights and the formulas based on the correlations are close, then we have a good fit. The model seems to explain a good deal. To the extent it's wildly off, then we've left things out and the model probably isn't as good. We would run that through a simple chi-square statistic, and that would allow us to either accept the model or change the graph of the path diagram accordingly. That's it in a nutshell, and that is what we call path analysis structural equation modeling.